Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hayden?
Yeah.
I'd like you to look over a copy of your interview for the alumni newsletter before it goes to print. I made a few changes.
Well, when did I say that my landing at Minnesota State was pure serendipity?
That's one of the changes I made. I thought it made you sound a little more sophisticated.
Makes me sound like Tinkerbell.
Hey, can I use the phone for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Waited for something like this for a long time. This is my lucky day. Hello. My name is Luther Van Dam. I'm calling about your ad in the paper. Is this Amy? Yeah. Listen, Amy, before we talk about getting together, I think you should know I've never really done anything like this before. What can I say? Nice body, good strong legs, classic profile, great hips, and a real powerful rear end. Well, that's fine. The sooner the better. Yeah, I hate to bring this up on the phone, but how much are you willing to pay me for this? Great. Okay, I'll see you soon. All right.
Who are you talking to?
That lady raises basset hounds. She wants Quincy to sire her puppies.
Oh, come on, Luther. Isn't Quincy a little old for that kind of thing?
And for your information, Hayden, Quincy is at the top of his game. He's virile, passionate, masculine, and plenty potent. Come on, Quincy. We have got a date.
Go for Quincy today. I know first dates can be difficult.
I just think that lady's dog was a little young for him. He took one look at her, got all excited, and rolled over and went to sleep.
Yeah. Hey, it happens.
What are you looking at me for? That's the chicken, would you, Luke?
I really appreciate you having me over to dinner, Christy. I usually take Ruth Ann to work, get something to eat at the bowling alley lounge. Hello. The management had the nerve to say I was taking advantage of the free food at happy hour. Can you imagine that?
So you're not coming out here at all? Well, come on, Susan, I was really hoping you'd be here. Sending out someone else.
Who?
Well, Susan, come on. You're my agent. I mean, this is a big game. Susan! Oh, jeez. She's going through the Lincoln Tunnel. Oh, Susan, she's not coming out to the game. She's going to send out some junior agent. Junior. My career is now going to be handled by somebody riding a tricycle with a milk mustache and a cowlick.
Why are you so mad about this?
Oh, don't you see, Christine? I mean, it was uncomfortable in the first place to sign with an agent. Now that they signed me, they're just going to treat me like some second-class citizen.
Well, I'm sure Susan has a good reason for not being here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, she's probably on her way to Stanford to sign up Bill Walsh, and he's going to be on national television endorsing Gatorade, and my junior agent will have me at Chuck E. Cheese's making balloon animals.
I can't say as I blame him, Christine. My agent would never pass me off to some assistant.
Your agent is a dentist, and his assistant wears a smock and changes a spit cup.
Why do you even need Susan on Saturday?
Because I'm going to be doing a pregame show on the college draft with the commissioner of the NFL, and I have never met him.
So?
So Susan was going to introduce me. And now Junior's going to introduce me. I'm sorry, Mr. Tagliabue, my hands are so sticky, but I was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Why don't you just wait and see what happens? Maybe this new agent will be terrific.
He's a junior. A junior.
That doesn't mean anything. So is Sammy Davis.
So you think Dudley's ready to move up to second team?
Mm. Hey, guys, how'd it go with your new agent?
No, he's not here yet, and he won't be here long. I'm going to tell Junior to catch the next school bus back home.
You know, Hayden, I've been thinking you ought to at least consider my agent. I was talking to Art, and he said he's there for you.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind, Liz, next time my gums are bleeding.
You go ahead and make fun. Meanwhile, I'm working. You might want to check out Channel 62 tomorrow morning at 5:15.
Are you going to be on television?
You got it.
Well, that's a prime booking. What's he got you pushing this time?
I'm not pushing anything. This is what you call exposure.
At 5 a.m.? Who are you going to be exposing yourself to? Farm animals?
It's the medical channel. Turns out, Art's going to be on as an expert dentist. And he's going to do a little procedure. And guess who he's going to be working on?
You?
You got it. Hey. Art says if you want to get to the next level, you got to get your face out there. And this is going to be 20 minutes of nothing but me.
Oh, come on. This sounds like Dr. Hipke's the one getting the exposure. Can't you see he's just using you? Are you getting paid for any of this?
Yeah, I'm going to get two fillings. Plus, from now on in, you won't be able to hear the word cavity without thinking of Luther Van Damme.
You are amazing. You really think you can get your name known by lying back in a chair with your mouth hanging open?
Works for me here.
Hi, I'm not sure if I'm in the right place.
Oh. Come on, Dom. Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Can I help you?
Oh, Coach Fox, I am in the right place. Hi, I'm Monica O'Dell.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you, Monica?
Well, that's a first. Most of my clients ask what I can do for them.
Oh, boy.
Client?
I'm with SMGI. Didn't Susan tell you I was coming?
Yeah. I was expecting a junior. You're all grown up. Why don't you two go get a donut?
I had one already.
Then try a crawler. Come on.
Nice meeting you, Monica. Uh-huh. If you don't have any plans for tomorrow morning around 5:15, you might want to see me on the television. Is this your video taping?
You all have to excuse them. They're under a lot of pressure. You got a big game coming up.
Oh, no.
Let me get your coat.
Thank you.
I'll get your coat and then I'll get the chair. Well,
thank you.
So, how long have you been an agent?
Well, I've been with this company for about a year, and before that, I was having... I was in public relations with the New York Giants.
Oh, wow, so you know a lot about football, huh?
Oh, yeah, I grew up in a house where you had to. My uncle played for Ohio State, and I had two brothers who played varsity in high school. My father was actually disappointed that I was a girl.
Well, he's obviously an idiot. So, how'd you get in the football business?
When I was in college, I interned with Paul Tagliabue.
You work for the commissioner?
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. Do you know him?
No. I've never met him, but I was hoping to before we went on camera Saturday.
No problem. I'll introduce you. That's my job. In fact, I'll have New York fax me his bio so you can have some background in case you want to make some small talk. You know, I think if you two talk a little beforehand, you'll be better together on the pregame show.
Thank you.
Oh, which reminds me. Susan had some ideas for you.
Yeah. Don't tell me. No polyester, no white socks. Loosen the tie. Lose the laugh.
No, I like your laugh.
Wow. You do? Thanks.
Actually, these are suggestions about what you might want to say. As far as your appearance, I think you look great.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I think it would be a mistake to change what works so well for you.
You really think so?
Definitely. You're a very handsome man.
Handsome. Hey, these are all my own teeth, too.
Right. I just think it's very important that you do your homework, because if you and the commissioner hit it off, well, he's a very influential man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll drop the facts off by your house, or you can swing by my hotel.
Oh.
You know, I have to tell you, Coach Fox, that this is really the first chance I've had to work this closely with a client, and I'm really excited. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, sweetie.
Hi. How did it go?
How'd what go?
Are you supposed to arrive today?
Oh, yeah. Arrived. Went fine. Hey, you know, the truck isn't making that clinky noise anymore. It runs very well.
I know. I took all of your empty soda cans out of the glove compartment. Oh. What do you mean it went fine today? I thought you were going to send Junior home. What did you say to him?
Who?
The agent. What's wrong with you?
Nothing, no.
Well, I'm fine. I'm very competent. Quite pleased.
Well, good. What's his name?
His name's Monica.
Monica?
Uh-huh. He's a woman.
Why didn't you just say so?
I did. I just said it.
You weren't expecting a woman?
No. No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. It was just, pure serendipity.
Uh-huh. So, what's she like?
I didn't notice.
Did something fall on your head today?
Why do you ask?
Is there something going on that I'm not supposed to know?
No, of course not. Don't be silly.
Hi, Aiden.
Hi, Monica.
I just want to drop off this file on the football commissioner. Oh. Maybe we get a chance to look at it?
Sure.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Monica, Christine, Monica. Hi. Listen. I'm sorry you can't stay. Oh, shucks. Well, shoot. Couldn't stay.
Don't you think that was kind of rude?
Honey, she didn't want to come in the house.
How do you know? You kicked her out before we could even say hello.
She's an agent, Christine. She doesn't have time for hello. She's on the go. She's on to the next big deal.
She's very pretty.
Is she?
Hayden, you know, it's okay to admit that you find another woman attractive.
I don't admit that.
You don't think she's pretty?
Pretty? Okay, pretty, but not attractive? No way!
You can be honest. You're not the first middle-aged man to look at a woman in her 20s.
Well, first of all, Christina, I wasn't looking at her. And second of all, you never, ever get involved with someone you work with.
Who said anything about getting involved?
You implied it. You insinuated. You innuendoed.
All I'm saying, and I think most people would agree, is that the woman who just walked out of here is a beautiful woman.
Does that bother you?
Not at all. But it obviously bothers you.
Me? How can you say that?
Look how flustered you're getting.
Flustered? What are you talking about? Let's just say out loud what the real problem is here. I think you are a little jealous.
What do I have to be jealous of? You don't even find that woman attractive.
You're the one who went on and on about how beautiful she is, how attractive she is, and how great her figure is.
I never mentioned her figure.
This is obviously bothering you very, very much, and I am going to send her back to New York tomorrow.
Hey, don't put this on me. This is your problem.
Oh, Christine, come on. I am married to you, and we have something special going, and I don't want that Monica woman upsetting our marriage. It's just putting a lot of stress on it.
I am not feeling any stress.
Christine, honey, I love you dearly, but I must tell you, there is a lot of tension in this room right now. I mean it. I'm letting her go tomorrow. Game tomorrow. Make sure that Henderson understands.
Well, I'm sorry,
what the heck happened to you?
I taped my show this morning.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Art says you're bound to have a little swelling after this procedure.
What was the procedure? Hitting you in the face with a baseball bat?
Did you watch my show?
No, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. Plus, I don't get that channel. I live more than 3 blocks away from the station.
I figured you guys didn't watch it, so I brought a tape.
Oh, great!
It's only half an hour. Plus, it's very entertaining. And educational. Now, this is the greatest career move I've ever made. You can't buy exposure like this.
Dr. Hipke is about to fill a cavity in the number 14 molar. In cases such as this, where a patient's teeth have not only been neglected but abused, the dentist has to use extreme caution.
That is the part I like. That's it. Well, what are you doing?
I'm getting rid of this.
Whoa, what's wrong with it?
That's a great tape, Luth. Hey, you're really building up some resume.
You want to make some use out of that tape, you should floss with it.
Hi. Am I interrupting?
Oh, hi, Monica. Come on in. No, we were just watching Luther's...
Luther's teeth.
They're very nice.
Guys, excuse my appearance. I had some minor surgery. I'm usually not puffed out like this in the morning.
Oh, sure you are. Usually there's an Egg McMuffin stuffed in there. Would you like to come into the office?
Sure. Hi, if I don't see you guys before tomorrow's game, good luck. I'll be out there thinking about you.
Oh, my God.
So did you get a chance to look at that file I dropped off?
Yeah. You want to give me a test?
Well, it suddenly occurred to me last night that you spent all that time down in Chattanooga coaching, and Paul Tagliabue has family down there. Might be a good icebreaker, don't you think? Hayden?
Huh?
Is something wrong?
No, there's nothing wrong. Chattanooga, I can do that.
It's good. Good. And when you're talking to him before the show, I think you might score if you keep the thrust of the conversation on the ups and downs of coaching. You know, just the daily grind of it. Your players' needs, the friction between you and those above you, and those below you. You know how you get your team pumped up before every game, how hard it is to keep abreast of the other teams.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to talk.
About what?
I don't think this is going to work.
What?
I'm a married man.
Well, I'm pretty sure the commissioner isn't interested in you in that way.
No. I'm talking about me and you.
Me and you?
Yeah, I thought it would be okay with us working together, but I gotta be completely honest with you. My wife just can't handle it.
Can't handle what?
Well, let's face it, Monica, you're a somewhat attractive woman, and more than somewhat, and it's just too much for my wife.
Maybe if Christina and I could spend some time together, she would realize how seriously I take my work and that I would never cross any line that compromised my professionalism.
Well,
and maybe I could take her to lunch.
Oh, no lunch. She doesn't eat lunch. She eats carrots out of a baggie. God. Monica, it's not Christine, it's me. I wasn't expecting someone that looked like you. I mean, there aren't that many people in the football world that look like you. There aren't that many people in the rest of the world that look like you.
And what would you like me to do about that? Shave my head?
No, but you could go back to New York and then Susan could send someone out with pants.
I don't believe this. You're serious, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I'm losing this job because you can't get past my appearance. I mean, that's a first for me. Usually I have to prove myself to clients who think I only got the job because of my looks. So now I'm being sent back to New York because of your inability to see an attractive woman as anything but a sexual object.
Wait a minute. I'm not the only one that saw the other one as an object.
What?
Well, come on. Now, come on, Monica. I mean, you were coming on to me a little bit there yesterday.
What are you talking about?
Well, you said I was handsome.
Well, you are handsome, so.
You said you like my hair.
Yes, it's the right style for you.
Uh-huh. And you wanted me to swing by your hotel? Swing? Come on.
Yes, it was to pick up a fax. What is the matter with you?
You mean there's nothing going on between us?
Well, I thought there was a relationship between an agent and a client, but I guess you never saw things that way. You just saw a pretty girl flirting with you. You never saw me as a professional, as a colleague, as an agent.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, Coach Knox.
Wait a minute, please. Hold on. Wait a second. What I'm trying to say is, what I meant was I'm a jerk. You're obviously good at what you do. And I let my own problem get in the way. Now, I don't want you to go. Believe me, I'd much rather have a beautiful woman working for me than an ugly one.
You're right. You are a jerk. You know, when Susan gave me this assignment, I was thrilled. I thought, here's a chance to work with somebody that I'm completely impressed by. But, you know, all our company can do is help you with your public persona, and that's not the part of you that needs work.
Oh, come on, the ugly woman thing. That was just a joke.
Goodbye, Mr. Fox. Oh, and I'll make sure to tell Susan to send out somebody who's just perfect for you. In fact, we'll hold a contest in the office to see who can burp the loudest.
Hayden, I just saw Monica storming down the hall. She was furious. What happened?
I fired her.
You did?
Yep. I hope you're happy now.